Ignatius limped around Mr. Clyde to illustrate, his desert boots scuffing along the oily cement.
Stop that, you big slob! You ain't crippled!
Not completely, as of yet. However, various small bones and ligaments are beginning to wave a white flag of surrender. My physical apparatus seem to be preparing to announce a truce of some sort. My digestive system has almost ceased functioning altogether. Some tissue has perhaps grown over my pyloric valve, sealing it forever.
I'm gonna put you down in the French Quarter.
What? Ignatius thundered. Do you think that I am going to perambulate about in that sinkhole of vice? No. I'm afraid that the Quarter is out of the question. My psyche would crumble in the atmosphere. Besides, the streets are very narrow and dangerous there. I could easily be struck down in traffic or be wedged against a building.
Take it or leave it, you fat bastard. That's the last chance you get.
Mr. Clyde's scar was beginning to whiten again.
It is. Well, please don't have another seizure. You may tumble into that vat of francs and scald yourself. If you insist, I imagine that I shall have to trundle my francs down into Sodom and Gomorrah.
Okay, then it's settled. You come in tomorrow morning, we'll fix you up with some gimmicks.
I can't promise you that many hot dogs will be sold in the Quarter. I will probably be kept busy every moment protecting my honor against those fiends who live down there.
You get mostly the tourist trade in the Quarter.
That's even worse. Only degenerates go touring. Personally, I have been out of the city only once. By the way, have I ever told you about that particular pilgrimage to Baton Rouge? Outside the city limits, there are many horrors.
No, I don't want to hear about it.
Well, too bad for you. You might have gained some valuable insights from the traumatic tale of that trip. However, I am glad that you do not want to hear of it. The psychological and symbolic subtleties of the journey probably wouldn't be comprehended by Paradise Vendor's mentality. Fortunately, I've written it all down, and at some time in the future, the more alert among the reading public will benefit from my account of that abysmal sojourn into the swamps to the inner station of the ultimate horror.
Now, listen here, Riley.
In the account, I struck upon an especially suitable simile in comparing the Cine Cruiser bus to a loop-the-loop in a surrealistic amusement park.
Now shut up!
Mr. Clyde screamed, waving his fork menacingly.
Let's go over your receipts for today. How much did you sell?
Oh, my God, Ignatius sighed. I knew that we'd get to that sooner or later.
The two haggled over the profits for several minutes. Ignatius had actually spent the morning sitting at Eads Plaza watching the harbor traffic and jotting some notes about the history of shipping and Marco Polo in a big chief tablet. Between notes, he had contemplated means of destroying Myrna Minkoff, but had reached no satisfactory conclusion. His most promising scheme had involved getting a book on munitions from the library, constructing a bomb, and mailing it in plain paper to Myrna. Then he remembered that his library card had been revoked. The afternoon had been wasted on the cat. Ignatius had tried to trap the cat in the bun compartment and take it home for a pet. But it had escaped.